Welcome to session 8 of the CLI mini course. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. In this session, we consider your works and mine as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We learned in the last session how the works that Jesus Christ did during his earthly ministry were the works that the Father instructed him to accomplish, and they were accomplished by the power of the Father in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Likewise, as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, we have the privilege to do works, to continue the works of Jesus Christ in the earth that are accomplished as we believe in him, abide in him, and then allow him to live through us and lead us in accomplishing the works that he sends us to do. The works of the ambassador flow from a relationship of relentless reliance on Jesus Christ, just as Jesus Christ had a relationship of relentless reliance on the Father when he walked this earth during his earthly ministry. We have the privilege of continuing the works of Jesus Christ in the earth to be the channel through which those works flow, and it is our privilege to watch the Lord work and do great and mighty things in the earth. And it begins by believing in Jesus Christ. In John 6, verses 28 to 29, someone came to Jesus and they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Do you want to do the work of God? Believe in him. That's where it starts, believing in him. And then abiding in him. If you want to do something that the Lord is doing in your life and you want the Lord to work through you and bless other people and do great things during your lifetime, it starts first, Jesus says, by believing in him. And then in John 15, verses 5 and 8, he said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. But by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples." The Lord wants you to bear fruit. The Lord wants you to reflect his life and love. He wants you to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that comes by abiding in him. And he says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." So the work of God begins by believing in him and then abiding in him. And we are then positioned for him to use us, to fill us with his life, and then to lead us and guide us in the assignments that he gives to us as his ambassadors. In John 14:12, he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." And we know that when Jesus went to the Father, the Holy Spirit was sent into the earth to fill his disciples, to fill the followers of Jesus Christ, to fill his ambassadors. And just as Jesus relied on the Father's power to do the works that the Father sent him to do, so we, as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, do not rely on our own power, our own strength, our own resources to accomplish the assignments that Jesus Christ gives to us. But we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1, verse 8, we read, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Jesus Christ promising the power of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 3:12, we read, "And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, 'Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk?'" Peter and John had been used of the Lord to heal a lame man. And the people surrounded them and looked at them as if they had done it of their own strength and power. And Peter is quick to tell them that they are ambassadors, that it wasn't their own power, but he gives glory and praise to Jesus Christ, the one who sent them. Jesus Christ uses broken, damaged, humble ambassadors. He's not looking for perfect ambassadors. He makes perfect ambassadors, and he's at work transforming each of us more and more into his image. We all have our failures. We all have our challenges where we stumble and we struggle. And through those, the Lord changes us, teaches us, transforms us, and uses us. He takes ambassadors out of the ashes and makes something beautiful in His sight. Something that reflects His image. Something that bears fruit that looks like Him. The Apostle Paul put it this way in the book of Philippians, chapter 3. He wrote, "But whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." The Word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, that we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. And I remind you of 2 Timothy 1, 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This is the work of an ambassador, believing in Jesus Christ, abiding in Jesus Christ, and relying upon Jesus Christ to accomplish the work that He sends the ambassador to do, that it be done in the power of the Holy Spirit for the glory of Jesus Christ alone and for the blessing of people. This is the privilege of an ambassador.